You were part of a little village or city or.
So it's kind of hard to describe, or like, I don't know, put in a perspective, because when you looked at the town, like, it's very underdeveloped. It's lots of clay and brick houses, not a whole lot of electricity. The water, where in my town, came from wells or the river. But in the area, and I think this maybe includes the larger town that was near me, but it was 20,000 people. The larger town, which was my big market town, 9 kilometers away, so like around 6 miles, they had running water.
How did your art fit into this whole experience? You were doing this throughout the 2 years, or?
Yeah, so in Peace Corps, you have a lot of downtime, especially when you don't have power. And also, my computer broke partway through. It was said that Madagascar is where technology goes to die, and I found that to be very accurate. My computer broke, a lot of my other things, my Kindles all broke. So I did a lot of art.
You had a camera with you, or a couple cameras, or?
I had my camera. That I was very nervous about because it's a place there that you just, almost anything you have appears like wealth. Like, I had a lot of paper, and people were like, "Wow, you're pretty rich. You have a lot of paper." So, taking out my camera, at first, I only took it with me on trips. And then, after, and even there, I was kind of nervous. I wanted to be able to speak the language before people saw me with it too much. And then, in my second year at site, I started to bring it out a lot, and people didn't get weird or uncomfortable. So, I did a lot of like painting and drawing. Also, because that was less flashy. But even that, people were excited about paints and all the pencils. People were very curious.
And what were you focusing on? Here you have a couple landscapes. Is that your focus primarily? Do you have people in some of your works as well, or?
Usually, actually, so I studied photography in college and I love portraiture, but sometimes I felt uncomfortable getting in people's faces. So a lot of my portraits that I have a few in the show, not all of them, but most of them are people that I was good friends with. Or I got permission to go out and I wanted to show like life there. So some of them are people harvesting rice, and that's a huge part of life there. So I wanted to also be respectful, but at the same time, accurately portray what life was like there.
Is Madagascar very different from what the typical thinking of for mainland Africa is, and that same kind of climate and culture and.
I was really excited. On my way home, I got to go to Zambia and Tanzania, and I was excited to compare them to Madagascar because I had heard that they're very different. Madagascar is actually a really big mix of different cultures. They have had the first settlers, I think, were from Polynesia. So a lot of people look more Polynesian than maybe you would typically expect, and there's elements in the language, their food, culture from there, but also then people came over from Africa, so depending on where you are in the country, there's different tribes, and it can vary a lot.
Some landscapes, mountainsides as well.
Yeah. So a lot of the drawings, I have a few that are Malagasy scenes, like that one over there is actually the town Samedeo that I lived in, but a lot of them look like Pacific Northwest because I was very homesick sometimes. So, and I had those scenes memorized, so I would draw and paint that. And then some of them I would mix the different places and plants.
Okay, let's see a couple other photographs over here. What is this person doing? Is that right? Working with rice or?
Yeah, so this is part of the rice harvest. I was really lucky. I had an amazing friend help me go out to the rice fields. And I say amazing friend because I had a pretty gross, large wound on my toe that couldn't go in the water of the rice paddies. So she carried a wooden door and used it as a bridge to cross all of the water. And then she brought me out with her friends, and I got to take pictures of them harvesting the rice. And then later we came back up by the road, and then they were beating the stalks of rice on this round of wood to get the grains off of them. Because everything there is still done by hand. They still use scythes to cut the rice. Or I don't know if I said that right. And they still use like wooden ox carts to turn the mud, or they do it by hand with shovels. So it's very different than here. I'm just really excited to share some knowledge about Madagascar because over there I brought books that had photos of Southeast Alaska. I had maps of Alaska on my walls, and everybody was so curious about where I came from and to learn about Alaska and America. And I'm just really excited to be able to do the opposite and share the Malagasy people with my friends back home in Alaska.